It's Hank FM, and every day now we do this.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Yes. Those that stumble where others just should have tripped. It's why we can't have nice things. And notwithstanding honorable mention to the two pilots who were meowing and barking at each other. Yeah. Let's talk about a fire department over in Japan. And a sergeant there in his 40s was suspended last week for forcing his fellow firefighters, co-workers, to play board games during work hours. A little stranger, he even made the games himself, like at home. He said, yeah, I was maybe testing out some ideas, but also to build communication, team building, bonding, and stuff like that.
Hey.
No, they said, though, that was distracting and caused them to miss a couple of fires, it turns out.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh,
dear. They should have stuck to Will It Float. Yeah.
See?
That would have been safe.
Dum, 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 dum.
Things that have officially jumped the shark. Are you familiar with Senior Assassin? This is where seniors in high school. So someone is given the task to spray someone with a water gun. And then that person has to spray someone else. And it's all, you know, perpetrated on social media and on and on and on. But it's getting out of control. And police have put out an official warning. Primarily because a lot of these toys look like real guns.
Oh.
Which may not end well in Texas.
That's not good.
One kid in Indiana, he waited outside a gym for his victim, and he wound up in jail for 3 days.
Yeah, just stick, again, to buckets.
See? Big buckets.
There you
dum,
go.
Dum, 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 dum.
25-year-old woman in Florida was pulled over for going very, very fast. 123 miles an hour. In a residential area.
Come on, girlfriend. That's enough.
Huh? What's pretty great is that usually the officers always ask, why? Why were you going so fast?
Right.
To which she said, well, quote, it's a sports car. I thought it was okay to go fast in sports cars.
See? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, prove her wrong.
Dum, 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 dum.
We go to Florida once again. Waymo's not the only ones driving the wrong way down a one-way street. This gal out of Tampa, you see, she got pulled over at 12:30 a.m. and police suspected she may have been drinking, especially after she handed over a credit card, then a Barnes & Noble gift card when they asked for her license. Cammie Ellis is now facing a DUI charge. So what we only thing we need to look for after drinking is the Uber app. Don't worry about the rest of it later.
Was it confusion or was that the worst bribe attempt ever on an officer?
I don't know.
Possibly.
Where is the Barnes & Noble?
Hey, $25 at Barnes & Noble.
Hey, baby, there's more where this came from.
Well, we all live with things in life. You know, you put up with stuff, but I don't know. This dude over in China, Adalion, China. Not DeLeon, that's West.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese man had a 12-centimeter metal chopstick stuck in his throat.
Oh.
46-year-old swallowed the chopstick 8 years ago.
Ugh.
Did not seek help at first, and he just decided to live with the chopstick in his throat. It was actually a relatively simple procedure. Doctors used a minimally invasive surgery to remove the chopstick that had been in his throat for 8 years.
Mm.
I'm really glad you didn't eat the cranes.
Dum, 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 dum.
Ever feel like pouring a drink and getting loose after a long day?
Hey, now.
All that is fine, but the spot to do it is not at a local event venue. Out of Liberty, Ohio, the owner of a gathering place was shocked to see someone break in, suck down a bottle of Grey Goose, then run around completely naked, all caught on camera. He then took a nap because these things can be very tiring. The owner, very kind, showing grace and decided not to press charges.
I apologize for my...
Maybe he was coming off a three-day fast. You never know.
And I don't know if you've seen the video of this. Okay, so in Warsaw, Poland, which I hear is lovely.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
They have problems with wild boars over there as well. Well, Warsaw decided to take an interesting approach and train a humanoid robot to confront wild boars when they are in the area.
Oh, boy.
So there's this video of this upright, runs like it's a humanoid robot that we've now started to see more and more of. And so there's like, I don't know, half a dozen of these huge wild boars.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the humanoid robot runs and charges at them.
This is not...
And they take off. They run. Even they were like, no.
Dum, 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 dum.